Today I am going to accompany you on this wonderful heritage route, where you will get to know the emblematic places of Constantina. To start, you will have to go to the Plaza dell'Anno del Sol, which is located in the historic center of Constantina, 80 meters from the town hall. You will go to the parish church of Santa Maria della Encarnacion, which is located in the same square, being one of the most emblematic and visible monuments of the town. It consists of three naves with a hall plan covered by groined vaults over pointed arches. Next, go to the top of the stairs in the Plaza dell'Anno del Sol, and there you will see a narrow staggered street. Once you go up, it goes straight ahead to the left, and you will reach the Cala Mare, which is a steep slope, and next to this street is the Barrio de la Moria, the oldest in the town. Strolling through its streets and climbing some of the long staircases you will come across transports the passerby to a time in history when the Arabs dominated the Iberian Peninsula and their culture and tradition flowed through Constantina. As the neighborhood is located at the foot of the castle, it is easy to access it, which is why it is the next stop. You can get there by following the slope of the Cala Mare to the end, and you will find a narrow alley that will take you to a doorway where you will see the information sign of the castle, and from there you can go up. From the viewpoint of the castle, you will have an interesting view of the Guadalquivir Valley, and you can see La Viga and La Campina. Also, at the foot of the castle towards the valley, you will find the ruins of the Hermitage of Nuestra Señora de la Hiedra, which was declared an asset of cultural interest. Once you have finished your visit to the castle, head towards its exit along the circular descent that surrounds it, and then go towards the Hospedería Monasterio Nuestra Señora de los Ángeles La Colina, which is 250 meters from the exit of the castle. Once you reach the descent, turn right and continue in a straight line across the Cala del Pozuelo until you reach the Cala Pablo Iglesias, where you will find this place on the left after passing the public swimming pool. From the entrance to La Colina, continue down Cala Pablo Iglesias, and after 200 meters you will come to the Plaza de Toros, which is situated next to the Real de la Feria, which takes place on the Paseo de la Alameda, one of the most beautiful boulevards in the Sierra Norte of Seville. It consists of the bullring and the corrals for the fighting bulls, with the arena on the first floor and the boxes in the shaded area. After finishing your visit to the bullring, head towards the Portada del Convento de Santa Clara, which is about 360 meters from the bullring. You can get there by going down the Paseo de la Alameda, which is one of the coolest places in Constantina, a promenade full of trees and bars, and once you pass the fountain, go straight on along Cala Feria, and passing through a garden, which is that of the Carreteria, you will come to the Plaza de la Virgen de la Amargura, where on the left-hand side, just next to the Centro Docente Privado Sagrado Corazón de Jesús, you will find the Portada del Convento de Santa Clara. From the Plaza de la Amargura, you will see the Cala Maisons. Just before entering this street, go to the left, passing a pharmacy, and continue straight ahead where you will see a couple of bars, and just past them you will find the Plaza de España de Constantina. You will take the Cala Lorenzo Irisari upwards, and after 150 meters you will come to the cloister of the old convent of Tardan, which is on the right-hand side of the pavement, where if you meet a neighbor you can ask him to give you access to the interior of the courtyard. Next, follow the same route from the Portada del Convento de Santa Clara to the Claustro del Antiguo Convento del Tardan, but back, to reach Cala Maisons, which is the main pedestrian street of Constantina, and where you will see numerous local shops and bars. Halfway along the street, you will come across the Church of San Juan de Dios on the left-hand side. Follow the whole of Cala Maisons until you reach the end of the street, where, after crossing a small pedestrian crossing and passing a bar, you will come to the Plaza dell'Anno del Sol, the place where you started your route. Once there, continue straight on along the pavement and, after less than 250 meters, you will come to a beautiful garden, and at the end of it is the last stop. You are in front of the Hermitage of Nuestro Padre Jesús, and I hope you enjoyed this heritage route as much as I did.